USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An especially violent night last night in Portland, Oregon, as rioters lobbed firebombs at police, who say that at least one of the firebombs ended up injuring one of the protesters. Several people detained, but the number of arrests is unclear. It was the 100th consecutive night of civil unrest in parts of that city. Last week, The Atlantic magazine published a report claiming President Trump made disparaging remarks about veterans killed in combat. Several other media outlets say they've confirmed the story. The White House has denied the president made the remarks. Former Defense Chief Chuck Hagel, a combat veteran himself, weighs in on the report this morning.
If they're real, it's beneath the dignity of any commander-in-chief. Truly, they're despicable.
In the UK, a series of stabbings last night in Birmingham City leaves at least one man dead, several others injured, no word on possible arrests. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
The huge lake fire near Lake Hughes, California, has now been 95% contained. It's been burning since the 12th of August, and it's scorched 32,000 acres. Kentucky Derby number 146 is in the books.
Authentic, here's the law, here's the buyer. Authentic has won the Kentucky Derby.
Larry Kalmus with the call on NBC. Authentic, the first wire-to-wire Derby winner since 2002, when War Emblem did it. Authentic's win means no Triple Crown winner this year. The Preakness Stakes will be run late this month. There were no fans in the stands at Churchill Downs, but over 1,000 people demonstrated outside the track, some demanding the Louisville police officers involved in the shooting death of a black woman, Breonna Taylor, be arrested, while others were there to support police. Last evening, the mayor said there were only some minor altercations between members of the two groups, and no arrests were made. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Staff members at Liberty University have been told not to interact with the school's ousted president, Jerry Falwell Jr. The university's general counsel saying in an email to staffers that Falwell had made what he calls uncomfortable phone calls to some employees since stepping down last week, and there must be no appearance that Falwell is running the school from behind the scenes. Falwell's departure coming after a Falwell family business partner said in interviews he's had a relationship with Falwell's wife, Becky, and that Jerry Falwell was present at some of their liaisons. While the Falwells have acknowledged that Giancarlo Granda and Becky Falwell had an affair, Jerry Falwell has denied any participation. The couple alleged that Granda sought to extort them by threatening to reveal the relationship unless he was paid substantial money. Granda has denied that allegation. Kanye West is spending his personal fortune on his bid for the White House. In a federal campaign filing 2 days ago, the rapper reported spending $5.9 million of his own money on his presidential campaign. That disclosure comes after West was denied by Virginia and Arizona election officials to be featured on their November general election ballots. You can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.